It was a board about 2 inches thick, and it was about, I would say it was 20 or 22 inches long. Mm-hmm. He bored two holes through it. Mm-hmm. Now, he made our swing out of chains, because the rope would cut your hands. Mm-hmm. It was always awful cautious with us mm-hmm. kids. And when he put the board on up here, and went this way and come on to the bottom, went back up there and fastened it. And there was another, there was some kids in the neighborhood that break the seat boards, and they couldn't break that one. Mm-hmm.
Well, you mentioned before that you had switched over from wood to coal.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What would they, what kind of container would you keep your coal in before
you mean in the house or out of the house?
Either one.
Well, usually you had a bin close to the house. You threw it on. Then you covered over the top of it with a lot of planks for the simple reason that you didn't want coal. And you always faced it toward the opening of your door. If it's here, you'd have the opening here and have it boxed in around that way. Then you go out there, but a lot of people just use plain old buckets, but we had a coal bucket.
Oh, I see.
Metal coal bucket, like he spits in there. I put newspapers all around in it. I took two Red Cross books during World War II. I learned a lot about taking care of my family from that. Okay. I made 95.
You did?
On both tests. I could have been a great lady if I just kept going. I would love to have. I wanted to, but I had two boys and his children, and he was working all the time. But that's where I learned to wad up newspaper in the bottom and then space the paper around this way, wad up some old paper there. And we didn't want him to spit it on the floor. He's bad about spitting his tobacco to you.
Well, now, what would people use to, like...
Go ahead. I'll answer this one, and I'll go up talk to him.
Okay. What would people use to sharpen something like a type of rock or something, maybe?
It's called a grindstone.
Oh, a grindstone.
Uh-huh. You could buy them big size and have them in their shops or out in their barn where they want to sharpen spades or hoes or anything. We have a nice one out here. It's electric now.
Oh.
Yeah, Johnny has a real good one. But I've seen the old-timey ones that you had to turn like
this
and hold your knife and grind. Uh-huh. I've been trying to find one like that because I'm scared of the electric one. I'm afraid I'll hurt myself.
Yeah, I'm afraid it would get carried away. And
And I would get carried away and get hurt. Let me go ask.
Okay, quick.
Hats.
Okay,
because people always wore hats.
Uh-huh. I noticed in those pictures that you were showing me.
Everybody wore hats. But remember, most of them did their own hair. And they could wear the hat accordingly. But after hairdos came out and you pay a lot to get your hair done, you didn't want to put a hat on it. Mm-hmm. Well, anyhow, in the early beginnings, we had what was called a bon mache here in town. It was a lady who made hats. She was a milliner.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And my mother had her make me a hat. And was made out of nylon, it's called. It's, they call it Milan now, but it's thin sheer material, little braid about an inch wide, and you put it together and you made your headpiece, and the rest of it you flared your veil, the front part. Well, instead of it going around hanging down like this, it set up and went straight up like hats on dolls in boxes. Have you ever seen dolls in a box with a hat?
I don't think so.
Well, they did. It flared here.
Oh.
And just a cap back here.
Uh-huh.
They were the cutest things you've ever seen. All pure white with little pink and blue forget-me-nots on it. $2.
$2.
And that was hard to get, too. $2 was a lot of money to pay for a hat.
Yeah. Well,
they were lined.
They were, mm-hmm.
And they were all hand-sewn.
Mm-hmm.
And they were I don't know whether you put the braid together by hand or not, because, you remember, I was just a child. I guess I was about 10.
Mm-hmm.
Prettiest hat I ever had, and I enjoyed it. But you went to the store and bought a hat with no trimming on it. A lady would. Mama did herself. Then she'd go and buy her a flower or a feather, according to the season, and the ribbon, and take it home and fix it and wear it, and everybody liked it.
Oh.
And then they had hat pins about that long, you know, to hold on the head, because everybody had long hair.
Oh, and then they put their hair up underneath the hat.
If they didn't put it back behind here, they'd put it up on top.
This part.
But you can run a hat pin through the hat and catch some of this hair like this, like you would a bobby pin.
Oh, I see. That's what would hold it on the head.